The world's hawks and the world's doves face a showdown over Iraq. Headline from today's news. Hawks and doves in showdown. Britain's dossier charging Iraq with developing weapons of mass destruction pushed world leaders closer to a showdown today. With hawks saying it proved the need to confront Baghdad, and doves scrambling to avoid war. That's what it's down to, you know, hawks and doves. Is that what it's really all about? Hawks and doves? You're a hawk or you're a dove. Pick one. If you're not that one, then you're the other one. Hawk? Hey, you want war. You're for war. You believe in war. Doves, you hate war. You're against war. You don't believe in war. Simple, right? Simple stuff. Too simple. Too darn simple. And the world's anything but simple, of course. It's wild. It's wild, baby. What's a reasonable position, huh? What's a reasonable position to take? How about this? One ought to save as many innocent lives as one can in this world. Huh? Sounds fair? I'll tell you, hawks and doves are both for it. That's the crazy thing. The reasonable position is held by both sides. Right off the bat, there's agreement. Only thing left is how to achieve it. The means, not the ends. The ends are agreed upon, but what means to utilize? And there, of course, you open a Pandora's box. From here, the thoughts, ideas, opinions scatter in the wind like confetti. But at least we start in the right place, huh? We start in a sound place. Save as many innocent lives as we can. Decrease suffering. Increase joy and freedom on this planet. We're all on the same page for starters. Hawks and doves alike. It's reasonable, and it's right. But how to do it? How to do it? Invade? Attack? Kill thousands of innocent civilians who are the true victims of this enemy? Justify the death toll with the achievement of some greater good, that good being an end to a terrible threat hanging over millions of lives on this planet, a real bona fide threat, plus the chance to turn a nation around from a twisted world of totalitarian fear to an open society, free, democratic. Are we capable of all that? It's been done before. How do we get to the greater good? Some say don't invade. Save the lives of those thousands of civilians who would perish. Stay with what's actually been working. Pressure. Pressure, daily pressure. The pressure of our planes there, monitoring that no-fly zone. UN pressure, worldwide pressure, sanctions, inspections, pressure. Keep him in the box, guard the lid. It's been working. He's still in the box. The world is still unharmed by these chemical and biological weapons. Containment has gotten us this far. Don't risk starting World War III by inflaming the Arab world and providing new enemies for America. The Soviet Union was kept in check for decades. Keep Saddam in check. Keep world opinion squarely on our side. Isolate them. Guard them. It works. And we avoid war. A messy endeavor, if ever there were one. Sure to kill plenty of Americans, as Saddam sees no more reason to avoid unleashing his poisonous arsenal, since he'll now have nothing to lose with us attacking. That's the other side. Sound arguments exist on both sides. That's the crazy thing. Both sides have strong points. Both sides have logic. The mistake in this country is to attack one side as being mad, as being insane, as being illogical. No one wants to create a more dangerous world for their children. No one wants a planet worse off than it was before. No one wants to create more harm than good. It's not hawks against doves. It's really not. It's flawed, but well-meaning people using imprecise tools, in unison, working together to arrive at a decision that won't be regretted for all eternity. It's serious stuff. Huge things at stake. It's not to be debated lightly or childishly. It's not to be talked about with a little knowledge and lots of emotion. Whatever decision is made, people are going to die. Innocent people are going to die. They'll die horribly. They'll die painfully. Young children, women, the old. They'll suffer in ways few of us will ever comprehend. This isn't debating taxes anymore, or Social Security, or light rail. People are going to die, to one degree or another. Casualties are going to be high, no matter which decision we arrive at. People are going to die. So it's a sacred thing, making this decision. It must be done, and must be done well, must be done with care. And that, tonight, is my prayer, that it be done with care and with as little politics involved as possible, and instead with a healthy dose of humanity. And then we live with it, whatever the decision and the consequences.